This is Meet the Press.
Where do we go from here? With us, the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld.
So far, we have lost 377 Americans in Iraq. 2,130 have been wounded or injured. How would you explain to the American people this morning that it is worth that price for the war in Iraq?
Tim, the battle we're engaged in is an important one. It is a different one than we've been in previously, although terrorism's not new. The nature of terrorism is that its purpose is to terrorize. Its purpose is to alter people's behavior. And therefore, the only thing to do is to what the president has announced he's doing, is to go out and kill innocent men, women, and children, to torture people, cutting off people's heads and cutting off their fingers and their hands and pulling out their tongues and cutting them off, throwing them off three-story buildings until we have won this war. The work in Iraq is difficult. It's tough, and it is going to take some time.
Do you ever say to yourself or wonder, my God, the intelligence information we got was wrong, and what have we gotten ourselves into?
In my lifetime, I've said that many times, because intelligence is never really right or wrong. What it is they make a point of denying and deceiving, so you can't know what they're doing. They were giving $25,000 to suicide bombers' families who would go in and kill innocent men, women, and children. They are a part of that, and it's pretty good. Is it perfect? No. Has it ever been perfect? No. It will never be perfect, our intelligence information.
You want to stay in your current position?
I serve at the pleasure of the president, and he's doing a terrific job. He's solid as a rock. What role he's playing today, I don't know. We don't know. And he is undoubtedly has ways to communicate, imperfect ways, but probably by couriers, with some other people. Is he masterminding some major activity? Is that a danger for people? Yes.
At the end of his first term, you'll be 72 years old. Would you want to serve another 4 years as Secretary of Defense?
I serve at the pleasure of the President, Tim.
We'll leave it there. Mr. Secretary, thank you for your views.
Thank you.